The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
So I guess Sean the Bachelor is now on Dancing with the Stars. And there's so many headlines surrounding he and Catherine, whether they're living together, whether he's a born-again virgin and a born-again Christian, and how much of that played into the show and what they hid and what they didn't. Like, it's so funny. These two people have made more news being sort of more regular than anybody else, and it's made more news. And the show was a huge hit. It's crazy.
Sean's fiance, Catherine, is on the phone with us right now. Hey, Catherine?
Hello. Oh, no.
Hang on.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How's it going?
Great, how are you?
Doing fantastic. You enjoying that engaged life or what?
Absolutely. It's so nice to be with him and actually say his name in reference to the person that I'm supposed to be with for the rest of my life. It's nice.
Have you had sex yet?
Well, if you read all the tabloids in that reference, that one is pretty accurate. So
how much of the stuff that's written about you guys is not accurate then?
Well, there's some ridiculous things, and I think that those are pretty obvious, like Sean donating sperm to his sister. That's pretty ludicrous.
Wow.
Damn.
Not too much about me is inaccurate, but you never know. I don't read too much into the headlines of stuff, to be
but
honest.
But your family, when your family reads stuff like that, you know, when they see the magazine covers, when they hear stuff on, you know, on television or whatever, how do you respond to them? And does it get overwhelming?
They're similar to me, so they don't really read too much. They trust that, you know, we're good people and that certain things aren't either their business or are real. So they don't really care. I think they laugh it off just the way that we do.
When you look at the track record of the people that have done this show and how many of the relationships have lasted, what are you doing to make sure that you guys are one of the very, very, very few couples that actually make it out of this alive?
Well, you know, going into it, even from the beginning, I didn't even think about it as The Bachelor. I just thought of it as a matchmaking kind of situation.
Yeah.
It was a completely different mentality. And I've stayed true to myself and to the way that I would live outside of this the whole time.
But Sean made the mistake where he, you know, and I like the guy, I believe the guy, when, you know, when he talks about, you know, not being really interested in the fame and didn't go in this to become, you know, famous and capitalize on it. But as soon as The Bachelor's over, he signs up with Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I don't think it was a mistake. I think it was taking advantage of opportunity, and that's the kind of guy he is, which is, you know, I see something and I feel like I want to take it, and he thinks it's a great idea. I think it's a good challenge for him.
Kiss 92.5, it's the Roz and Mocha Show. Latest Bachelor, Sean Lowe's fiance, Catherine, joins us right now, just a few weeks after the show wrapped up.
Do you live together?
We don't live together.
You don't live together?
Wow. So how long ago did the show wrap up then, for you guys at least?
Well, we got engaged on November 17th.
So November. So all this time, even up to now, you guys aren't living together.
I mean, we don't plan to live together until we're married, but we are living very close so that we can see each other as often as we can.
Now, is that part of, his faith that you guys won't live together, or is it just for other reasons?
So that's something that he's decided to do. And,
okay. Because you can live together and not have sex, right?
Right, right.
No.
No, trust me, no. Because a lot of stories came out about the show, and that a lot of the women on this show, they sort of geared towards Sean, which is a lot of them were, you know, pretty Christian, and that there was prayer groups every morning with some of the women in the house. Are you like-minded in that sense, or are you sort of on the outside, and you just happen to be the girl that he picked?
Well, you know, I'm a very spiritual person, and I didn't go to prayer groups with everybody, but I still did, you know, my own time, and I think that they cast really good girls, obviously, that would be compatible with him.
Did you want to try living together first, or was that completely his idea?
It was his idea, but yeah. I was obviously not opposed to it. He saw in me that I would honor a situation like he wanted, and I have absolutely nothing wrong with that.
And when you guys do get together, what is the level of, and I don't mean to get into specifics as far as you talking dirty or anything like that, but what is the level of intimacy that you guys do have? Do you sometimes spend the night and cuddle? Do you never spend the night and cuddle? Like, what's the level of intimacy that you and Sean have?
Well, yeah, I mean, we do cuddle. We cuddle on the couch, and it's a normal relationship where, I mean, it's pretty innocent,
yeah.
And it's nice. And it's just nice to have that kind of, you know, not muddle things with other things like that.
Catherine, your background is Filipino, right?
Well, I'm Filipino, Scottish, with Italian.
All right, so we have in Toronto, we have a massive, massive Filipino population.
Oh,
so,
yeah?
I would like to know, on behalf of all the Filipinos in Toronto, if you've cooked certain dishes for Sean just yet. Have you made lechon? Has he tried that? Which, by the way, Roz, is a massive, a whole pig, a roasted pig. Has he tried lechon yet? No?
I have not.
All right. How about longolisa, which is Roz's sausage? I got a lot of Filipino friends. So I know all this stuff.
I have not made him longolisa. All
right. How about lumpia, which is spring rolls? Very good, by the way.
He made me lumpia.
He made you lumpia?
He made me lumpia.
Nice. All right. Hey, Catherine, before we wrap things up, now that you and Sean are engaged, was it tough to watch a show and see the way relationships were developed and things that happened or things that were said between Sean and some of the other girls, especially when it was down to, you know, you and Ashley and him telling her that he loved her so much and he had all these feelings for her, like right before proposing to you? Was any of that stuff tough to watch?
I really didn't have a problem with it because I accepted the process in the beginning, and I knew that he wasn't mine until he got down on one knee. So there was no hard feelings against him or the other girls. It was an involuntary response. Like, I didn't know that I wasn't going to be hurt by it. And so it was nice. It was helpful for our relationship for me not to put anything against him. I thought it was, you know, nice that he had feelings because he's such a romantic guy and respected the process too.
And when's the wedding?
We have not discussed that yet. We're thinking about it and we don't have a date yet, but we're hoping to get married soon.
You're going to see that wedding on ABC though, right?
Yes, we're going to film it.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice. All right, Catherine, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.